Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. On today's show, publisher and editor of the Sampson Independent, Sherry Matthews, joins me in the co-host chair for a very special episode of the Sampson County Sports Podcast. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. I want to thank Sherry Matthews for joining me today on this 30th episode of the Sampson County Sports Podcast. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for having me. And wow, I cannot believe we've done 30 of them in a year. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Time flies when you're having fun on this podcast. And we sure have had fun this past year. As we want to announce that this will be the last episode for this season of the Sampson County Sports Podcast. And this will be the last podcast that I will be hosting as the podcast host. So I want to turn it over to Sherry Matthews, as she's going to be interviewing me for a kind of a host profile for everyone to get to know me better, as we have some big plans for future years.
That's exactly right, Ryan. And I wanted to turn the tables on you a little bit. You're always talking and interviewing the guests that are here. And today I thought it would be good to let all of our listeners to the podcast learn a little bit more about you before you take off to your next adventure. So if you would, Ryan, tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a recent graduate of Mintz Christian Academy. Go Lions. Big sports fan. I love NC State Wolfpack, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Just a big football and basketball fan. Also a little bit of baseball in me as well. But my parents are Mike and Margaret Carter. You may know Mike Carter as a sports writer here for a short period of time.
Great photographer as well.
Yes, great photographer. He loves sports as well. I guess I got it from him, and just been sports family for us in the past few years, as both my dad and I have been part of the Sampson Independent. We've been very lucky to be a part of this great newspaper.
And we've been very fortunate to have both of you, Ryan. Tell us, where are you going to go to school this fall?
I am attending the University of Alabama.
Wow.
To pursue my dreams of being a sports broadcaster, my all-time dream to be on ESPN. And what better way to start here on this podcast and at this Sampson Independent?
Excellent. Tell me, Ryan, the podcast was always your idea. It was you took the initiative to come to me last summer actually, and talk to me about the podcast. Why did you want to do a podcast? What was so interesting to you about that?
Well, it was about this time last year that we all started, as we had our annual sports editor and sports department meeting at a Pizza Inn, and it came to my mind that it would be great to get out to the younger people in the high schools and middle schools and everyone, to get out there in a different kind of way in sports. I see I've been listening to podcasts for the past couple of years now, and it seemed to be like a good idea to come to Sampson County with a podcast and bring sports to a new level and bring it to everyone that can listen to it.
Yes, it's been very well received by the folks of Sampson County. I think people stop me all the time and ask me about the podcast, and I'm sure they do you. What is your intention now that you're going away to college? How can people find, or will they be able to listen to a podcast anytime during your college years?
Well, these podcasts that we've done, the past 30 of them, now we can listen to them on the website, clintonc.com, obviously, for however long we keep them up. But I'll be coming back every now and then. We might have a little summer series this summer to preview some football games this upcoming season. But maybe a little bit at college, too. I might be doing some college sports down at Alabama. So
great.
Some fun podcasts to come. I won't be leaving just yet. I'll be sticking around just a little bit longer. But this is the last official podcast.
That's true. What was the most interesting thing about the podcast to you?
I would have to say the way we did it was fantastic. I don't know if anybody knows this, but we would run through once and be done. Many people I hear just have to go 1 minute and restart because they mess up or something. But if we mess up, we just keep going. And that's what I love about this podcast. It's mistake-free.
Yeah, and very authentic.
Yes, very authentic. And the people that we've had on the show, whether it was Ron Davis, Darren Barefoot, or the many guests we've had, Randy Jordan or Bob Lewis, great people. They love sports as well. We have a tremendous county full of sports, five high schools that love sports.
It's true.
Very good teams in the county.
That leads up to my next question, which is, from your perspective, what do you think about Sampson County Athletics?
Sampson County Athletics is probably the best in the state. We may not win a championship every year in every sport, but it's pretty much up there in every sport in the county. You see Clinton football, Clinton girls basketball, Midway baseball, a rising Union football team, Coach Hill at Hopton for football, a very good football coach there, rising there as well. May have a couple tough years, but they're going to be good in a couple years. So don't want to get too much into a normal podcast as you're interviewing me, but the Sampson County sports is going to be here for a very long time, and we have some very good young athletes out there that could make it pretty far.
Yeah. Speaking of making it pretty far, you alluded to this earlier that your dream is to be on ESPN, and I was going to ask you about your dreams and what happens to Ryan Carter after he graduates from Alabama. What's going to happen to Ryan then?
After I graduate, I'll probably come back here and start over the podcast as we
That's
do.
That's excellent.
We'll have a full season. As everyone knows, we didn't start off at the beginning of the year as we had hoped, but we got it going in mid-November, I believe, and had a few good episodes for football, but I have a big passion for football.
Right.
County football is so good around here as we have five really good teams and some rising teams in the conferences as well. But we have some very good teams all around in sports and big, big time sports here. I know I'm saying that a lot, but I can't stress it enough.
Sure.
And just fans need to go out and support these teams. And we have podcasts lined up for 4 years from now, and maybe even a Sampson Independent Sports Awards show that
maybe
we
so.
Honor our athletes in the county.
I'm hoping we can do that as we move forward. Ryan, before I let you go today, I want to thank you for all the efforts you put into the podcast. You made a tremendous difference for us. First one out of the chute, and it has been very well received, and we couldn't have done it without you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we're going to miss you, but we wish you much success at Alabama. I also want to thank Hugh Kaysen of McDonald's. McDonald's of Clinton was a tremendous supporter. They've always been a supporter of the Sampson Independent, but they were on board to support the podcast from the get-go. Hugh Kaysen, as soon as we presented it to him, wanted to do that. We thank you. We thank McDonald's. And just on that note, too, Hugh is a huge supporter of Sampson County Athletics as well. So I wanted to thank them. And again, thank you, Ryan, for a wonderful year of sports. And I cannot wait for you to get back here and do it again. I'm going to turn it over to you to say your final goodbyes. And again, thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. And first off, I want to thank you, Sherry, for allowing me the opportunity to put on this podcast each and every week. Many meetings in your office the past couple of weeks on this last podcast, and the beginning of it as well as last year, starting last year. So a big thank you to you. This wouldn't have happened without you, really. A big thank you to Hugh Kaysen as well from me. Your support has been great. This podcast would not be on the air right now without your support for podcast and local high school athletics. So thank you to him, and go support McDonald's. Great
Absolutely.
Food. And so as we come to the end of the podcast, I would like to say not a goodbye. Goodbyes are tough, and
True.
It's not really a goodbye for me because I'll be back every now and then. And 4 years from now, I'll be back for sure for a little bit as we continue this podcast. And so I'm going to say so long for now, as I'll be back. Obviously, a podcast, great passion for me in high school athletics, big in Sampson County. Go support your teams. I support every team in this county, as every season is a new season, and we can see anything happen, as we saw at Union football and Clinton women's basketball winning the state championship
exactly right.
This year. A great season for all high schools, whether it's football or women's soccer the last season of the school year. So that does it for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Sherry Matthews and everyone at the Sampson Independent, signing off for the final time, Ryan Carter, thank you for listening.